जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. Jai Radha Shyam Sundar. Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Jai Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Gaura Hari bol. Jayom Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Shtotra Satahistivayan Grace Abhay Charanarabindh Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhasham Sundar Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. नरम चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 25 द ग्लोरीज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस टेक्स्ट 26 भक्त्या पुमान जात विराग ऐन्द्रियाद् दृष्ट श्रुतान् मत् रचना अनुचिन्तया चित्तस्य ग्रहणे यत्तः ग्रहणे योग युक्तः यतिष्यते ऋजुभिः योग मार्गैः। भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग ऐन्द्रियाद् दृष्ट श्रुतान् मद् रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभिर्योगमार्गैः। भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग ऐन्द्रियाद् दृष्ट श्रुतान् मद् रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभिर्योगमार्गैः। भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग ऐन्द्रियाद् दृष्ट श्रुतान् मद् रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभिर्योगमार्गैः। भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग ऐन्द्रियाद् दृष्ट श्रुतान् मां रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभिर्योगमार्गैः। भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग ऐन्द्रियाद् दृष्ट श्रुतान् मद् रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभे योगमार्गैः भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग इन्द्रियात् दृष्टश्रुतान्मद्रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभे योगमार्गैः माताजीस् प्लीज भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग इन्द्रियात् दृष्टश्रुतान्मद्रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभिर्योगमार्गैः भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग इन्द्रियात् दृष्टश्रुतान्मद्रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभिर्योगमार्गैः भक्त्या पुमान् जात विराग इन्द्रियात् दृष्टश्रुतान्मद्रचनानुचिन्तया चित्तस्य यत्तो ग्रहणे योगयुक्तो यतिष्यते ऋजुभिर्योगमार्गैः भक्त्या बाय डिवोशनल सर्विस पुमान् a person jat viragah having developed distaste indriyat for sense gratification drishta seen in this world shrutat heard that is in the next world mat rachana my activities of creation and so on anuchintaya by constantly thinking about chittasya of the mind yattah engaged grahane in the control yoga yuktah situated in devotional service yatishyate will endeavor rijubhihi easy yoga margaihi by the process of mystic power translation and purport by his divine grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation Thus consciously engaged in devotional service in the association of devotees a person gains distaste for sense gratification both in this world and in the next by constantly thinking about the activities of the Lord this process of Krishna consciousness is the easiest process of mystic power When one is actually situated on that path of devotional service, he is able to control the mind. Purport. In all scriptures, people are encouraged to act in a pious way, so that they can enjoy sense gratification not only in this life but also in the next. For example, one is promised promotion to the heavenly kingdom of higher planets by pious fruitive activities. But a devotee in the association of devotees prefers to contemplate the activities of the Lord, how he has created this universe, how he is maintaining it, how the creation dissolves, and how in the spiritual kingdom the Lord's pastimes are going on. There are full literatures describing these activities of the Lord, especially Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Samhita, and Srimad Bhagavatam. The sincere devotee who associates with devotees gets the opportunity to hear and contemplate this subject of the pastimes of the Lord, and the result is that he feels distaste for so-called happiness in this or that world, in heaven or on other planets. The devotees are simply interested in being transferred to the personal association of the Lord. They have no more attraction for temporary so-called happiness. That is the position of one who is yoga yukta. One who is fixed in mystic power is not disturbed by the allurement of this world or that world. He is interested in the matters of spiritual understanding or the spiritual situation. This sublime situation is very easily attained by the easiest process, bhakti yoga. Rijubhir yoga margaihi. A very suitable word used here is rijubhihi, or very easy. There are different processes of yoga marga, attaining yoga perfection. But this process, devotional service to the Lord, is the easiest. Not only is it the easiest process, but the result is sublime. Everyone, therefore, should try to take this process of Krishna consciousness and reach the highest perfection of life. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Guruntina Paranam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. This is a very nice chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. All chapters are nice, but this is especially so. because the Lord Himself is speaking about the easiest and most sublime process of self-realization, that is Bhakti Yoga, devotional service or Krishna consciousness. The topic has started because of Mother Devahuti's question, Jigyasaya Aham Prakriteh Purushasya. I am curious to know about the relationship between Prakriti and Purusha, between matter and spirit. And then Kapila Dev in response says that I will now tell you the ancient science of yoga, which is meant for the welfare of the whole world. And he mentions that there are two kinds of consciousness, the conditioned consciousness, which occurs when the living entity is attracted by the three modes of material nature in this material world, and the second is liberated consciousness, when the living entity is attracted to the Supreme Lord. So we have to be attracted to one or the other. So Kapila Dev says that by the process of devotional service, which consists of engaging one's mind in constantly contemplating the activities of the Lord, one can become attached to the Lord, and in this way one can attain the highest perfection of self-realization. So the question arises then that how does one get attached to the Lord or attached to something spiritual? Kapila Dev begins this discussion by talking about the two kinds of attachment that are possible in this world: attachment to matter and attachment to spirit. And he goes on to say, Prasangan ajaram pasham atmanah kavayo viduhu sa eva sadhu shukrito moksha dwaram apavritam. So this is the verse from which this whole discussion now comes, where he says that prasanga, or this powerful attraction to matter or the material world, is the one that causes the bondage, and eventually that causes suffering. Pasham means a rope. It ties one, binds one to the material world. So attachment to matter is a source of suffering. As opposed to this, there is attachment to spirit. Therefore, he says that same attachment that is now focused on matter, if it is transformed or it is transferred to spirit, then automatically one can become free from this bondage. Sa eva sadhushu krito moksha dwaram apavritam. Moksha dwar means the gateway to liberation. Apavritam, it opens up simply by becoming attached to spirit. How does one become attached to spirit? By becoming attached to those who are living a fully spiritual life. By being attached to those whose consciousness is absorbed in spirit. The same thing is explained by Maharaj Rishabdev in another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when he says, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktehe Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. He says, Mahat Sevam, if one serves the Mahatmas, the great devotees of the Lord, Ahur Dwaram Vimuktehe. So the doors of liberation are opened wide. On the other hand, the gates of hell are opened wide if one associates with those who are involved in sense gratification. So this principle of association is very, very important. And of all people, it was Hiranyakashipu who instructed Prahlad about the principle of association. Hiranyakashipu's motive, of course, was different. And he gave the example of a crystal stone. He says, just as a crystal stone acquires the color of the object that is placed next to it, so also is the principle of association. You acquire the color of those you associate with. So therefore, my dear son Prahlad, associate with like-minded people. So Hiranyakashipu wanted to tell Prahlad that you must associate with demoniac people, because we are demons and we're engaged in demoniac activities, and therefore you should culture this consciousness by associating with other demoniac people. But Prahlad by nature was a saintly person, saintly child, so he preferred to associate only with the Lord and with the devotees of the Lord. So the principle of association comes out. One associates with devotees, one becomes a devotee. One associates with non-devotees, one remains a non-devotee. So having explained the principle of being attached to a sadhu, then Kapila Dev goes on to explain in a couple of verses from 21 to 24 as who is a sadhu, who is a devotee. And this chapter, especially these earlier verses, contain many of the verses that Prabhupada quoted many times, like Titikshava Karunikaha Suritam Sarvadehinam and so on. He explains that the sadhu is one who is fully devoted and dedicated to the Supreme Lord. He doesn't know anything apart from the Supreme Lord. And because of that devotion and surrender, he develops many wonderful qualities. So what is the result then of being attached to a sadhu? That Kapila Dev has explained in yesterday's verse, which is a very, very famous verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Satam Prasangan Mama Virya Samvido, which was spoken on so nicely yesterday by Madhava Maharaj. And he continues that theme now and talks about how by remaining in the association of devotees, one actually develops a distaste for sense gratification. Very few people in this world are born with a distaste for sense gratification. Mostly, out of association with the modes of nature in previous lives, we are born with some disposition for a particular kind of enjoyment in this world. And it is only by good or bad association that our further character develops. So one of the symptoms of association of devotees, and this will be the theme now from text 25 onwards for another couple of verses, that what are the results that come about by association of the sadhus? In the earlier verse he has already explained, Bhavanti Hitkarna Rasayana Katha, that the first thing is that we start finding Krishna Katha very nice and attractive. Initially we may find it very boring, repetitive, hard to believe and so on. But gradually, as we continue associating with devotees, we develop taste. We start liking it. It becomes pleasurable to the mind, the ears and the senses. The second symptom, Kapila Dev says in yesterday's verses, that joshanad aap ashva apavarga vartamani. Ashva means very quickly, and apavarga means liberation. So one proceeds ashu very quickly on the path of liberation. The third symptom he talks about yesterday in the previous verse is that one makes very quick advancement on the path of developing devotion to the Lord. Shraddha rati bhakti anukramishyati. Step by step, one first starts with a little faith, then one develops attachment to the Lord, and then one develops prema bhakti. So Jiva Goswami has said that the word bhakti in yesterday's verse actually refers to prema bhakti, the highest state of Krishna consciousness. See, these are three of the benefits that have been given. And there are so many other also benefits given here which are automatically happening in the course of one's Krishna consciousness. One could say that they are byproducts. And here, the first symptom talked about is jata viraga indriyad. So, jata viraga means, virag means detachment. Rag means attachment. And viraga means the opposite, detachment from sense gratification. Jata means there is a birth, or this distaste for sense gratification arises within the heart of the person. That sense gratification, aindriyad, which is born out of the senses, coming in contact with their sense objects. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 9 Yogendras explain to Maharaj Nimi also something similar. Bhaktihi parishanu bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisha trika ekakalah prapadyamanasya yathashnatahasyu tushtir pushti kshudapayonu ghasam. The 9 Yogendras compare the process of devotional service to the process of eating. Now, we all have experience of eating, so we can relate to this example very well. There are 3 things that happen simultaneously, trika ekakalaha. All these 3 happen together and they progress together simultaneously. What are those 3 things? Tushti, pushti, kshud apayaha. Tushti means we start feeling some pleasure, some satisfaction. Pushti means we start becoming nourished. We were weak because of fasting. Now we're starting to get some strength and nourishment back. Kshudapayaha means that the hunger or the pain that is caused out of hunger starts diminishing as we eat. So similarly, prapadyamanasya, for one who has completely surrendered to the Lord, these 3 things happen simultaneously. The first is bhakti. One starts developing some affection for the Lord, some love for the Lord. And that is just like tushti in the process of eating. Just as we start getting some pleasure when we start eating after we've been hungry for a long time, similarly, when one has surrendered to the Lord and renders devotional service, one starts experiencing happiness in that service, which is another name for the word love. Because happiness and love are not different. Happiness can exist only when there is love, true love. Not the love of this world, but the love that is divine, that is transcendental, that is situated in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the bhakti or the love that develops for the Lord is synonymous to or analogous to tushti, the process of satisfaction when we eat. The second is para isha anubhavaha. Para isha refers to the Supreme Controller or Krishna. Anubhava means experience. One starts getting direct experience of the Lord in one's life and the role He is playing at every moment. And that is like pushti, which means nourishment and strength. Because this direct experience of the Lord in our life is the devotee's strength and the nourishment to continue in Krishna consciousness. For example, let's take some simple examples. We chant our rounds nicely and the day seems to go fantastically. We don't chant our rounds and we see the difference. So we understand, yes, I can actually experience the Lord when I've chanted nicely, then Krishna actually intervenes in my life. So it's something very personal. So that gives us strength, it gives us nourishment, it increases our faith. And thirdly, virakti anyatra. Virakti means detachment. Anyatra means from anything that is different from Krishna. In other words, detachment from anything that is not connected to Krishna consciousness. And this is analogous to kshud apayaha, the extinguishing of hunger. Because hunger brings pain in the belly. Similarly, material existence brings pain, brings suffering. And just as when we eat, the pain of hunger subsides, similarly, when we start serving the Supreme Lord, then the pain of material existence also starts subsiding. Because as we become attached to the Lord, we automatically become detached from matter. It's a simultaneous automatic process. वासुदेव भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजितः जनयत्याशु वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च यद् अहितुकम्. Simply rendering devotional service to the Lord is sufficient in itself to give us knowledge that is necessary and also detachment from this world. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has differentiated between the words detachment or virakti from tyag, which means renunciation. And he says that our principle is not simply to renounce the things of this world. Rather, our principle is to not use them for one's sense gratification, but rather to use them in the service of the Lord. This is called Yukta Vairagya. So therefore, in the process of using everything in the service of the Lord, one actually makes this advancement, and this distaste for sense gratification is a natural consequence of being a devotee. It is one of the parameters by which we can judge our progress in Krishna consciousness. To what degree have we become free from being harassed by the senses? No doubt this may remain for some time, but the difference between a devotee who has advanced more and a neophyte devotee is that even if an advanced devotee is sometimes harassed by sense desires, he or she is not overwhelmed and overcome by them. The devotee is able to resist, to push them away and go on with Krishna consciousness with resolute determination. So therefore, the bhakti yoga process, being so simple and so sublime, is recommended for everyone. And Prabhupada says, therefore, that everyone must take to the process of Krishna consciousness. We have been speaking about Sanatan Goswami, and somehow by providence, there is something that Mahaprabhu has spoken to Sanatan Goswami in this regard, because here also, the subject matter is the benefits that come out of the association of devotees and how bhakti can come only from the association of devotees and from nowhere else. Because Rupa Goswami elsewhere has said, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate. That if you want to taste this nectar of Krishna bhakti, of devotional service to the Lord, then you have to have devotion. So if this devotion is available for sale anywhere, immediately go and purchase it. But where can we purchase this devotional service? And what is the price one has to pay for it? Laulyam, tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukriteir na labhyate. So that is the greed that we have. But simply by being greedy or wanting something is good, it's the beginning, but what next? Still the question remains, where does one find it? It is to be found in the association of devotees. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, simply hearing Krishna Katha in a meek and humble way, this is the terms he uses, meek and humble way, one can actually make advancement and acquire Krishna. So this is the secret. It's a very simple process. All that one has to do is that one has to come to the association of devotees and be meek and humble in hearing the descriptions of the Lord. And the Lord very easily manifests in the lotus of the heart. So let us see what Mahaprabhu says to Sanatan Goswami about how this Krishna consciousness arises in the heart of a conditioned soul who has been wandering from time immemorial in this material world. This is from the Madhya Leela of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 22, The Process of Devotional Service, text 43 onwards. I will only read a few selected verses because the passage is fairly long. So সংসার ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্য কেহ তরে, নদীর প্রবাহে যেন কাষ্ঠ লাগে তীরে। সংসার ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্য কেহ তরে, সংসার ভ্রমিতে সাম ফর্চুনেট সোল ওয়ান্ডারিং থ্রু আউট দিস মেটেরিয়াল ইউনিভার্স ইন ডিফারেন্ট স্পিসিস অফ লাইফ, নদীর প্রবাহে যেন কাষ্ঠ লাগে তীরে, মে সামটাইমস বি ডেলিভার্ড ফ্রম দিস ওশন অফ নেশিয়ান্স জাস্ট অ্যাজ আ লগ অফ উড কাষ্ঠ দ্যাট ইজ ফ্লোটিং ইন দ্য রিভার মে সামটাইমস বাই দ্য ওয়েভস বি পুশড অন টু দ্য শোর্স। সো ইন দ্য সেম ওয়ে বাই সাম গুড ফর্চুন সাম লিভিং এন্টিটি হু হ্যাজ বিন ওয়ান্ডারিং in this material world, in the cycle of birth and death, may be delivered to the shore of the material existence. And then he quotes a verse from the prayers of Akrura, very famous prayers. Akrura achieved perfection of life simply by the process of Vandanam, by praying to the Supreme Lord.
মৈবম মমাধমস্যাপি স্যাদ ইবাচ্যুত দর্শনম হ্রিয়মাণঃ কালনদ্যা ক্বচিত তরতি কশ্চন।
হি সেজ মা এবম মম অধমস্য, আই এম রিয়েলি ফলন, আই এম দ্য মোস্ট ফলন অফ এভরি ওয়ান, অ্যান্ড আই ওয়াজ থিঙ্কিং দ্যাট বিকজ আই এম সো ফলন আই শ্যাল নেভার গেট অ্য চান্স to have darshan of Lord Achyuta or Lord Krishna. Syad eva Achyuta darshanam. But hriyamanah kala nadya kvachit tarati kashana. Just as one may be carried away by the waves of time, one may also eventually reach the shore. So it is not necessary that every living entity in this world is condemned to always remain here. The Christians talk of eternal damnation, of being eternally condemned to hell. But that goes against the principle of mercy of the Supreme Lord. The fact is that there is always an opportunity for all conditioned living entities to reach the shore of material existence, as Akrura has said here. Then Mahaprabhu goes on to say,
Kono bhagye karo sansara kshayan mukha hoy, সাধু সঙ্গে তবে কৃষ্ণ রতি উপজয়।
বাই গুড ভাগ্য, বাই সাম ফর্চুন, সাম পার্সন, সাম কন্ডিশন লিভিং এন্টিটিজ টার্ম অফ মেটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স ডিক্রিজেস। সাধু সঙ্গে তবে কৃষ্ণ রতি উপজয়, দেন ওয়ান গেটস অ্যান অপরচুনিটি টু অ্যাসোসিয়েট উইথ ডিভোটিজ। বাই সচ অ্যাসোসিয়েশন ওয়ান্স অ্যাট্রাকশন টু কৃষ্ণ ইজ অ্যাওয়েকেন্ড। So this is an interesting principle, that when our time comes for our term in the ocean of material existence to diminish, at that time by Krishna's arrangement we come to the association of devotees. Even coming to the association of devotees is a spectacular, extraordinary, transcendental phenomenon. It is happening under the divine arrangement of the Lord. It is not an ordinary thing for somebody to come to the association of devotees. It's historic in the history of the jiva. For millions and trillions and trillions, untold, countless lifetimes, the jiva has been wandering around aimlessly, jaywalking, in the different planets and universes and different species. At this one point, there is something that brings that living entity to the association of devotees. And from there on, there is no looking back. And what is it that brings the living entity to the association of devotees? It is bhagya, some good fortune. But what is this good fortune? Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport here that there are three kinds of good fortune or piety. One is a good fortune a piety that comes about or that accrues as a result of doing mundane pious activities like planting trees and helping the poor and so on. Another
is the kind of piety that comes by striving for or associating with those who want to merge into the existence of the impersonal Brahman. So the first one is called Karmonmukhi Sukriti, and the second one is called Mokshonmukhi Sukriti. That Sukriti or piety that arises by association with people who are Karmis or Mokshakamis, impersonalists. But Prabhupada says this is not actually good fortune. Real good fortune is that which brings us to the association of devotees. That's called Bhaktyonmukhi Sukriti. When knowingly or unknowingly one has acquired certain credits by which one comes to the point of being just ready for receiving the association of devotees. So this Bhaktyonmukhi Sukriti has brought all of us here to this association of devotees, has brought us to ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada said, there is only one purpose for which I have founded ISKCON, and that is to give association of devotees to the world. That's all. There is no other purpose. And everything else will follow automatically. Once we are in the association of devotees, then automatically it will take us to the perfection of life, which is Krishna Prema. Just as once you've sat in a train and you remain on the train, you're assured of reaching your destination. So somehow it takes a struggle to get onto that train. You have to know the proper ticket to buy, and then you somehow come and sit in the train, and automatically you're taken to the ultimate destination. Then Mahaprabhu goes on to say, Sadhu Sange Krishna Bhakti Shraddha Jadi Hai Bhakti Phala Prema Hoy Sansara Jayakhai. By associating with a devotee, one awakens one's faith in devotional service to Krishna. So from Sadhu Sangha comes Shraddha, deeper faith. From a little Shraddha comes Sadhu Sangha, then from Sadhu Sangha comes more Shraddha. Because of devotional service, one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, and thus one's material conditioned existence comes to an end. Mahat kripa bina kono karma bhakti nai, Krishna bhakti dure rahu sansara nahe kshay. Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, one cannot attain the platform of pure devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. And Prabhupada explains in the purport, devotional service can be attained only by the mercy of a pure devotee. Without a pure devotee's mercy, one cannot even escape the bondage of material existence. And then there are some other nice verses quoted by Mahaprabhu. And finally he comes to this famous verse, Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastra Koye Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoye. The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. This is not an exaggeration. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, statements like this must be taken literally, must be taken directly. We must not think that they are exaggerations. The only thing is, there is a time factor involved. It may take a little bit of time. From the time we contact a pure devotee and obtain his mercy, it may take a little time for us and some endeavor to reach that platform of pure love of God. But it's sure to happen. Whether in one moment, one year, one lifetime, or a few lifetimes. In our long, long history in this material world, what is a few lifetimes? It's as good as instant. And then he quotes a famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tulyam laveenapi na svargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashishaha.
This is a very important verse for us, also a verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted very often. The value of a moment's association with a devotee of the Lord cannot be compared even to the attainment of the heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which is for those who are meant for death. Tulyama Lavena Api Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya. Bhagavat Sanghi. The devotee is called Bhagavat Sanghi because he is associating with the Lord. Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya. So by the association of those who are associating with the Lord, even for a moment, Tulyama Lavena Api, it's in a fraction of a moment, the benefit is so great that you cannot compare it, na swargam, to the attainment of heavenly planets, na apunarbhavan, even to liberation. What then to speak of martyanam kim utashishaha, all the worldly benedictions of getting some more wealth and so on. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that one should not even think of trying to compare. There is no comparison. When we say Tulyame Lavenapi Na Swargam, the word Na is to be considered very important. Because the distinction between the two is so great that it is offensive to compare bhakti to any of these things in the world. Even to compare one moment of association with a pure devotee, that association leads eventually to taste in Krishna consciousness. Eventually that leads to pure love of God. So if that 1 second of association with a pure devotee cannot and should not be compared even to any of these things, including liberation, then how exalted is the position of bhakti or pure love of God? In this way, the scriptures time and again remind us of the value of taking the association of devotees very seriously, taking the full benefit by coming to this association and making our life perfect. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, please.
Prabhu, how do we develop that attachment when we come, you said that when we come to the association of devotees, that's how we develop the spiritual attachment. So how do we develop attachment when we come in the association? What should we do?
Yes, Kapila Dev has explained this point, that attachment comes by association. So when you associate, automatically attachment comes about. This is a very simple principle. Any other questions, comments? So, yes.
So when we associate, we have to focus on the 6 exchanges or anything else?
Can you say that?
So when we come into the association of devotees to develop that attachment to them, so we have to focus on the 6 exchanges, the Rupa Goswami.
6 exchanges, yes. We should focus on the 6 exchanges.
I mean, is it the only way?
Well, primarily, even these 6 exchanges have to be focused on Krishna. Giving gifts, receiving gifts, exchanging confidences, it's all to be in connection to Krishna. That's the point. Even people in the outside world have these loving exchanges, but it's not connected to Krishna. Yes, Mataji, can you please pass the mic there?
Prabhu, can association of devotees be enough, like to be sitting in this class now, associating with you by hearing you, does it actually have to be a personal exchange, or can it be like you're speaking, we're listening attentively in a group? Is that enough to make the advancement, or?
The principle is hearing. The sound vibration is transcendental because it's a repetition of the words of the Lord and His pure devotee. Therefore, this transcendental sound vibration actually makes an impact. All we have to do is try to be receptive listeners and unadulterated speakers, in the sense that we don't mix our own philosophy or ideology in this statement. The principle of sound is very important in transferring consciousness. Actually, all the different sense objects of this world, the tanmatras, they are responsible for transferring consciousness. For example, the sense of taste. When a person is cooking food, he imparts his consciousness into that food. And when we eat the food, we absorb the consciousness of the person who has cooked. Even a glance. If a materialistic person glances at us, we imbibe some degree of his consciousness. Just like when a saintly person glances, darshana pavitra karoho tumara e gun, right? About the Vaishnava it is said. Just when the great Vaishnavas glance at us, then that uplifts us. Similarly, when materialistic people glance, the consciousness is also transferred. Similarly with sound vibration. The sound vibration is transferred. It's a form of transfer of consciousness. Therefore, one should not hear from non-devotees. A Vaishnava mukhod girnam putam hari katham ritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpochishtam yatha payaha. Prabhupada quoted this verse from the scriptures to explain that just as milk touched by the lips of a serpent creates a poisonous effect, even though in the normal situation the milk is very nourishing. Similarly, normally Krishna Katha is very nourishing to the soul, but when it is spoken by a non-devotee, then it causes a poisonous effect. Because the non-devotee is transferring his consciousness through that sound vibration. So, if we are simply in the association of devotees, keeping Krishna in the center and hearing and talking about Krishna and serving Krishna, that is sufficient for us to make very rapid advancement in Krishna consciousness. The personal exchange comes by the receptivity to the sound vibration. If one is in tune with the sound vibration, one is actually in tune with Krishna. Because there is no difference between the sound vibration and Krishna, because Krishna is absolute. So thank you very much. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande.